This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A Senate bill that takes on the Supreme Court's Hearst ruling has made its way to the House of Representatives, where it will be heard by the Ag and Natural Resources Committee. Pomeroy Representative Jacqueline Maycumber says the decision negatively impacts many people in her district and across the state.
What the Hearst decision does is it forces the liability of exempt wells to be on the county. So they have to pay these exorbitant costs to make sure that their water is available with hydrologists, and it can be tens of thousands to $80,000 per well.
Maycumber says Hearst has shattered the dreams for rural landowners across Washington.
It is so upsetting to see people put their life savings into a piece of property, have a well currently on it, and be told you don't get a building permit. They would have to have a hydrologist come in and review the land and the water and make sure it's there, even though an exempt well is less than 1% of the water pulled from aquifers. Let me say that again. Less than 1% of home wells that are considered exempt are pulled from aquifers, and this ruling makes it so people who even had well on raw land can't use it if it wasn't functioning at the time of this decision.
If Senate Bill 5010, sponsored by Moses Lake Republican Judy Warnick, makes it out of committee, it then moves to the floor of the chamber for debate.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.